This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The counting of votes for the assembly elections in Bihar will begin at 8 a.m. today. The votes will be counted at 46 counting centres across 38 districts of Bihar. The polling for assembly elections for 243 constituencies was held in two phases on 6th and 11th of November. In this election, Bihar recorded the highest ever polling percentage of 67.13% since 1951. The electronic voting machines EVMs, in which the electoral fortune of all 2,616 candidates have been sealed, are kept under tight security in strong rooms. Talking to Akashvani News, Chief Electoral Officer of Bihar, Vinod Singh Gunjiyal, said elaborate security arrangements are in place at all the counting centres.
The votes will be counted at 46 counting centres across the 38 districts of Bihar, where the polling for 243 assembly constituencies were held. EVMs and VVPATs have been sealed inside under a three-layer security system. The counting will begin at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
President Draupadi Murmu said that India is undergoing a transformation to become Viksit Bharat by 2047 and added that the diaspora is also an integral part of this development journey. Addressing the members of the Indian community in Botswana yesterday, she said that their achievements are India's pride and that their success raises India's stature. She urged the community to keep contributing to India-Botswana relations. She called the diaspora a living bridge of friendship between the two countries and applauded the 10,000 strong Indian community in Botswana for their contribution to economic growth and employment generation in the country. Vice President
भारत और बोत्सवाना के बीच मैत्री के जीवंत सेतु है. यहाँ लगभग 10,000 भारत के विभिन्न क्षेत्र जैसे कि शिक्षा, स्वास्थ्य, लेखा, व्यापार और उद्योग में सक्रिय है. आपकी मेहनत, ईमानदारी और समर्थन ने आपको बोत्सवाना समाज में सम्मान और स्नेह दिलाया है. साथ ही अपने स्थानीय रोजगार और कौशल विकास में भी महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाए हैं.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will participate in the Diamond Jubilee celebration of the Indian Telecom Service at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. The event marks 60 years of Indian Telecommunication Service and highlights the service's contribution to the development of India's telecom sector. Vice President will also inaugurate the Rotary Tejas Wings of Change event at Yashobhumi in New Delhi. Rotary is a global network of over 1.4 million professionals and community leaders dedicated to addressing the world's most persistent humanitarian challenges. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal held a bilateral meeting with his Nepalese counterpart Anil Kumar Sinha in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, both countries interchanged letter of exchange, LOE, amending the protocol of the Treaty of Transit between India and Nepal. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that the letter enables direct rail connectivity along the Jogbani-Biratnagar rail link for both containerized and bulk cargo. It added that the initiative will facilitate transport from the parts of Kolkata and Visakhapatnam to the Nepal Customs Yard cargo station. The 44th International India International Trade Fair, IITF, will begin at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. 12 countries, including United Arab Emirates, China, Iran, South Korea and Egypt, are participating in this 14-day international trade fair. Meanwhile, the Department of Defense Production, DDP, will showcase India's indigenous defense capabilities at the India International Trade Fair from today. The Ministry of Defense informed that Pavilion will highlight the significant transformation achieved under the Self-Reliant India Initiative, showcasing the growing strength and innovation of the defense manufacturing ecosystem. In chess, Indian grandmasters Arjun Erigesi and P. Harikrishna advanced to the pre-quarterfinals of FIDE World Cup 2025 after defeating their opponents in the fourth round tiebreaker at Resort Rio in Panaji, Goa. And that is the end of this news bulletin.